All right. Praise the Lord. When he couldn't swear by no greater, he swore by his own name to Abraham.
Right.
That's great.
Amen.
Sister Sam. Bless your heart. Heavy burden.
Love you.
heavy burden. I'm glad God's bigger than everything she mentioned.
Yeah.
And I like to see a life without trouble, without problems. Just one problem. Satan, sin, and even old me. My old self. No matter, I'm like Sister Sharon there, no matter how hard I try, it seems to be to no avail. I believe I heard her mention that a young man, 37 years old, took his life. Let me just say this, life without Jesus, it ain't worth living.
That's right. I think Brenda has a song she wants to sing.
That's all right. That's all right. Come on, Brenda. My pastor, one thing I can tell you about him, and I can say it the right way, he knows how to let God have the preeminence.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's what we need to do. The old song says, trust and obey.
Trust and obey.
There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to what?
That's right.
Trust and obey. That's right, Sister Bobby.
No, I was undecided about coming to Sunday school this morning, but I'm glad I did because what he preached on, it hit my soul.
Amen.
Sometimes we do lose hope.
Yeah.
I had a little girl tell me a long time ago that, and well, it seemed like a long time ago that I was an inspiration because things go wrong, I still go to church.
Bless you, Sister Brenda. Grace,
bless you.
You know, I think sometimes I'm the only one that has death or lost somebody or troubled, but we all have.
Amen, that's right.
That's right.
I just thank God. I love
bless
it
you
so much.
Bless you, Sister Bertha. Amen.
Yeah. And this song really is not a sad song, but
bless you.
You just have to, well, you have to look at it.
Bless you.
I tell you what, everybody in this church that's sitting in these pews this morning, I prayed for it. 4:30 this morning.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
God just woke me up out of my sleep.
That's right.
And I knew Sharon's problem. And I tell you what, I had a long talk with God over Sharon.
Amen.
I knew how she felt about this pew.
Amen.
But we had a good time, boy. I tell you, he probably got tired of hearing me.
That's all right. The Lord welcomes that. He welcomes that, Brother Ed. Bless the Lord.
And this victory.
Clear the song. Amen. Good job, Sister Brenda. Good job.
Thank you.
Amen. Somebody said, why valley? God told Paul, he said, my strength is made perfect in weakness. That's where we need to be.
Right.
So we'll depend on God, call upon God, draw nigh to God, so He can help us.
Amen.
She said, He restored my soul. But that's what I need.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Even in the valley.
Right.
Man, we're not alone. The psalmist said, yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he said, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Amen.
He said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over.
Yeah.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
Boy, I'll tell you what, even in the valley, God's good.
Amen.
Somebody said the rose of Sharon was a rose that every now and then you'd come up on in the valley and it would refresh you. I'm glad he's a rose of Sharon. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thanks to everything that's been mentioned here this morning, at least I know what I'm supposed to preach on this morning. Now, I've been praying for Sharon's daughter and granddaughter. I didn't know about the other need there, but I always pray for her granddaughter and her daughter. I do. I pray for Sharon too. But we can't help some things. They're just going to have to happen.
Yeah, right.
And open up your Bible, 2 Kings chapter 19. The message today God put on my heart kind of goes right along with everything that's been mentioned here this morning. You can have the best plans. You can be at ease. Still, get bad news. That's what we're preaching on, is bad news. 2 Kings chapter 19. We'll read verse 14 down to verse number 19. I'm going to take my jacket off. I may get in a big way. I don't know. I'm just a little preacher, but I do like to get in a big way, I'll tell you right now. Somebody said Abraham Lincoln liked to see his preacher look like he's fighting a swarm of bees. I ain't never preached like that, but if you come down to it, I'd like to try. Amen.
Amen.
This is King Hezekiah. He's king over Judah. Verse 14 of 2 Kings chapter 19. And Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messenger and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it out before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwelleth between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone, all of the kingdoms of the earth, thou hast made heaven and earth. Lord, bow thou. You know, every now and then we want God to hear our prayer.
Yeah.
Well, he's in that state of mind. Lord, bow down thine ear and hear. Open, Lord, thine eyes and see. That's what we want God to do. Lord, can't you see what they're doing? Can't you hear those things they're saying about me? Well, Hezekiah is kind of pouring out his complaint. And he said, and hear the words of Sennacherib, which have sent him to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands, and have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore have they destroyed them. Now therefore, O Lord our God, I beseech thee, save thou us out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God,
yes,
even thou only. And I'm preaching today on bad news. We all get it. Pray with me. Father, we thank you for these that are before us. We thank you, Father, for the songs that we've heard, for the testimonies and the prayers that have been prayed. We thank you for it. I thank you, Father, for these that are hearing this message by way of the internet. Lord, we're just a little church trying to do a little work for God. I'm just a little preacher. My boast is not in any way. My boast is in Jesus, my Lord and Savior. I pray, Father, this morning You'd use this vessel as only you can. Peter said, let every man minister as the Lord gives ability. Preach to me, preach through me, get praise and glory. I pray you'll help us to be doers, not hearers only, and have your way in this message and in this service. In Christ's name we ask it. And Lord, we pray for that need Sister Sharon mentioned, Lord. We put it in your hands. You're the God of all comfort. Lord, you're the one that cares. I pray you'll help this family. Help them to turn to the Lord and find in Him that still water, that refuge, that restoration. Help them, Lord, in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we're preaching on bad news. According to Job chapter number 14, verse 1, you're going to get bad news. Job 14:1 says, man is born a woman. That's not homosexual. That's not the transgender. That's not the bisexual. That's the kind of marriage God had in mind for the lonely man mentioned in Genesis chapter 2.
Right.
When he said this man's going to have all kind of trouble. And he says it's not good for him to be alone. He said, I'm going to go down and make a helpmate for him. Between her and him, maybe we can help him through the times of trouble. I've been praying for Rita's husband to come. I'd like to see him sitting right here. I've been praying for Joe.
Yeah,
I don't know how he's ever resisted. I wore him out. Is he sleeping good?
No.
Good. All right. I am. I'll tell you right now, but I ain't letting up neither. I kind of like to have my wife sitting right there. I ain't letting up on that neither.
Right.
You know what I mean? Some of our troubles are on fault.
That's right.
I was coming to church this morning. I turned right to go to my church. My wife turned left to go to her. You tell me what that means. I don't know. But anyway, if I'm going towards town, I meet a sheriff and he's floating and the blue lights is on and the sirens on and I pull over and I pull back out and here come two fire trucks and they ain't floating but they got the lights on, the sirens going, there they are in pursuit. And I kind of pull over, let them go by and then I go a little further and here comes an ambulance and it's moving pretty good, got all the lights on, the sirens on and I pull over, let them by, and then here come a state trooper, and I'm sure he passed them off before they got there. I mean, I didn't know a car could run that fast. I wish Miranda was here. I'd tell her, buddy, he didn't pass her, amen. Well, anyway, it dawned on me. They're going in the direction my wife turned.
Uh-oh.
So I get on the phone, and I say, she ain't answering, Sarah. That makes it even worse. So I call back.
Right.
And it's ringing, ringing, goes the voicemail, and I call back again. And she said, what do you want? I said, I was going to make sure he's all right. I just had a big parade of ambulances, the sirens, the lights. I'm at Dollar General store getting some stuff. I'm busy. I got to go. I said, okay. I did, Bonnie.
Amen.
I actually thought the worst. I thought, what if something did happen?
Right.
Would I go on to church?
You never know.
You see, David said this about Goliath when his brothers come up and chat with him. He said, is there not a cause?
Yeah.
Would I go on to church? I have to admit, it was weighing on my mind. I thought, I want to make sure. I don't know what I'd have done. I'm glad she told me. I'm busy.
Amen.
And I knew she's all right, Phyllis.
Right.
You know what I mean? I needed to know that.
Right.
I tried to imagine what I'd do if something was wrong.
Right.
I'm glad I didn't have to go there. But all of us in some way, we get bad news. We get trouble.
Amen.
I remember one Christmas, my dad had left my mom for another woman. We was just trying to make the best of it. It was terrible. We was at my grandmother's house. Mom was there. And you could kind of tell it wasn't like normal. You know, we was just kind of all awkward. How we acted, what we said. And the phone rang. Mom answered the phone, Carolyn. And she just melted. I mean, she just collapsed. And my grandmother went over and answered the phone and come to find out Mom's house is on fire. Well, we all get in the car and drive down there, and when we get there, the house is it's consumed in fire on Christmas Day. And the mama, I'm trying to console her, the grandmother, her mother trying to console her, and we're looking at this and ain't nothing good about it. It's bad news. But the firefighters were able to get her wedding rings out. And that gave her a little bit of comfort, Bonnie. They put them wedding rings in Mama's hand. That's all she got out. It was it. One Sunday, I was at Mom's. Done been to church. Benny, oh, I miss our cornbread. Oh my. I give a hard old deal right now for slicing my cornbread. I know what fat free, but oh my, it's going to be fun. You know it's going to be cornbread when we get to heaven, you know that? When you read Psalm 78, it talks about that corn that come down from heaven, men eat angels' food, and it talks about that bread coming down from heaven. Cornbread, you just do it. Connect the dots there. We're going to have cornbread when we get to heaven. I believe I'm probably one to make it. Anyway, I done eat. I'm sitting there taking my Baptist nap. It's on a Sunday. I'm at ease. And the phone rings, and this time it's for me. Mom answered the phone. And she looked at me and she said, "It's for you." And I could tell by her look it wasn't going to be good. Our daughter had been in a, she was 17. She'd been in a fatal car accident. And ain't nothing you do about that. I'll just tell you right now, what do you do? Well, I'll tell you what I did. I clave to my wife. She clave to me. And we tried to hold each other up. And we came
right.
On the Lord.
That's right.
Somehow or another, we was able to, I guess the hardest part for me was in the waiting room hoping that somehow she'd live.
Right.
Little blonde-headed 17-year-old girl. I mean, loved her daddy. Her daddy loved her. Loved her mama, too. But anyway, the doctor come in the waiting room and he said, "Are you Mr. Wade?" And I said, "Yes, sir, I am." And he got down on his knees and he crawled all the way to me on his knees. And he buried his face in my lap, looked up at me and wept and wept and wept. And he said, "Son, I'm sorry. I've done the best I could. I've done everything I could." We was hoping the helicopter would get there in time. But she bled to death internally. It didn't put a scratch on her. Ruptured her spleen and she bled to death internally. But you know what, that doctor, I was trying to comfort him. I said, "Thank you, sir. I know you've done the best you could." He don't walk on water. He's just a doctor.
Right,
he doesn't. Right. I didn't get to see her die, Brother Ed. He did. And I guess that was pretty traumatic to watch a young girl that wants to live die.
Yeah, right.
And he was devastated. And I just pulled him up and I said, "Thank you." And then here come Mike Swift. And Brother Eddie, I need you to sign this piece of paper. Allow me to take your daughter's body from the hospital to the morgue. And ordinarily, sir, I'd just write out John Hancock, like, you know. And it's all I could do to even get an X on that piece of paper. But trouble comes, it don't never come at a good time.
Right.
And none of us are exempt from it. We all have to deal with trouble.
Amen.
Some way, every day. Now, yeah. Sharon got some bad news, and that is bad news. Peter said, "Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you." It's going to come. It's going to happen. But I'm glad God, He holds us like Brenda sung. In the valley, He holds us. He carries us.
Right.
He helps us make through the valleys. I consider singing that song much needed, very timely, Brenda. He does restore our soul.
Yes, He does.
Can you imagine in a valley not having the Lord to help you?
Amen.
Can you imagine when the devil's coming down on you? I mean, when the enemy's lifted up himself like a flood. And the Lord's not lifting up a standard against them. And you're just taking it in. I mean, you're like being consumed in the thing. Ain't you glad, praise God, that He's a very present help in time of trouble?
Yes.
Ain't you glad that even when bad news comes,
that's right.
God says, "We'll get through this."
Yes, amen.
Right.
We got that promise divine that He's a very present help in trouble. They'll never leave us. They'll never forsake us. In Job chapter 3, verse 25, Job says, "For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me." And then the last two words says, "Trouble came."
Yes, it came.
Let me say this, run to Jesus when trouble comes.
Amen.
We sing the song, "I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me. Jesus alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus." Tell you what you do. You just tell Jesus all about it.
That's right.
Brother Ed said he woke up this morning, said he couldn't read his Bible. God said, "I'm here, we'll talk," and I'm sure he told Jesus a lot of things this morning.
Yes, I did.
That's what we can do. We can exercise our right Bible said we can boldly come to the throne of grace, and we can say, Lord, I need some help.
Right.
And God will say, just how much help do you need? Well, Hezekiah's in that predicament. He's needing some help. He's got a letter. It's not a good letter. And I'll tell you right now, buddy, the report was bad. You look at verse number 10. Thus say ye speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, let not thy God in whom thou trustest deceive thee. See, that old devil tried to get you not to cast your cares upon the Lord, but to consider some other option. Like, you know, like I told y'all that story one time about my uncle Doyle Matthews.
I need a pee.
See, he got bad news. He kept smoking them big cigars. The next thing you know, he got cancer. He thought he hurt his back. He went to the doctor and said, I've hurt my back. And the doctor said, no, you got cancer and it's bad. Well, Doyle had cancer. I'm praying for him. And I was, Sharon. I was a praying for him. I was a fasting for him. I wouldn't let up. And for somebody, another guy put it in my heart to go see my Uncle Doyle. And I guess he just wanted me to know why he couldn't help my uncle. So anyway, I drive over there, Walnut Street. Doyle's out there in the front yard talking with his neighbor. I got out, the fellow that I am. I walked up to my Uncle Doyle and I said, Doyle, I've been praying for you. And Doyle, I believe if you'll just bring your situation to the Lord, He'll help you. And His answer today haunts me even today. His answer was no. They've come out with a new pill. I'm trusting in that new pill. His neighbor said, Doyle, you need to listen to some. I was his pallbearer within 2 weeks. We don't need a pill. We need the gospel. We need the Lord.
That's right.
To come to us, show Himself to be God.
Amen.
He's our all in all.
Amen.
If the doctor said, Eddie, you got cancer, I said, I'd like to get a second opinion. He said, wait a minute, I need to talk to God about that.
That's right.
If it's His will, I'll accept it. That's how I pray, right. Amen. I say, Lord, if it's Your will, I'll take it.
That's right.
If it's Your will, it's all right.
Amen.
If it's not Your will, I want You to do something.
Right.
Oh, we got some bread. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, we do.
That old doctor, he may bring a bad report, Karen. You just tell him I didn't get a second opinion.
That's right.
Talk to God about you.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah. He's in great position.
Yes, he is.
He left footprints on the water.
Amen.
Now, even old Peter walked a little bit on the water.
Yeah,
just know how big a God he was, amen. But this report, it wasn't good. It was a very threatening report. And they said, thus say you speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah. You know, you think king of Judah ought to exempt you from any kind of problems. Say, let not thy God in whom thou trustest deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, thou hast heard what the king of Assyria have done to all the land by destroying them utterly, and shall thou be delivered? Have the gods of the nations delivered them which my fathers have destroyed, as Goshen and Haran and Rephsim and the children of Eden which were in, I can't even say this word, Thelazar, I don't know. Where is the king of Hamath? And the king of Arpad? And the king of the city of the good Lord here? Sepharvaim and Henan and Ivana. Poor them tough names. See, this is very threatening. This report's very threatening. And let me say this, you and I, we'll get some of this kind of news. You know, not only did Peter say, think it not strange, concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you in 1 Peter 4:12. But Jesus said in the world we'd have tribulation.
Yeah.
But He said in Him,
right. Amen,
we'd have peace.
Right. Amen.
Man, I tell you what, I don't like trouble, but I'm glad I can have peace in trouble. Yeah. The reaction was a prayer meeting. Hezekiah called for the prophet Isaiah to pray. And Hezekiah prayed. Look at verses 1-5. It came to pass when the king Hezekiah heard it He rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth and went into the house of the Lord. And he sent Elkan, which was over the household, and Shebaniah the scribe, I hope I get these names right, and the elders of the priests covered with sackcloth to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos. And they said unto him, thus saith King of thus saith Hezekiah, this is a day of trouble. This day is a day of trouble. And of rebuke and blasphemy. For the children are come to birth, and there's not strength to bring forth. It may be the Lord thy God shall hear all the words of Rabshakeh, I'll tell you some of these names, whom the king of Assyria, his master, have sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord thy God have heard. Wherefore lift up thy prayer for the remnant that are left. So the servants of the king of Hezekiah, they came to Isaiah. They want him to pray. Hezekiah went in to the house of the Lord and he prayed. You got Hezekiah praying in verse 15. You got Isaiah praying there in verse number 4. And I tell you what, buddy, the rapture was a prayer meeting. And prayer is exercising our call for help. Prayer is, hey God, you remember me? I remember my pastor one time. He said it was on Sunday morning. And he said, buddy, on God's end, it was pretty silent. He said, I got there at church early. He said, Sister Maxie, where are you going? He said, I'm going to church. He said, this early. He said, I need to go this early. Said he went in there, and he said, shut the door. Went back there in one of the standing rooms, shut the door, Brenda. And first thing he said, hey, God, you remember me? He said, you called me to preach. Where are you? He said he wept, didn't couldn't wait no more. He said people started coming in. He went to the bathroom, tried to wipe the tears out of his eyes. He got up there, wondering, you know exactly what to do. Most preachers do. And he read out of, I think it's Isaiah, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall walk and not be faint. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. I believe what he read, Ronald Harrison got saved. Ronald Harrison's still there. But that's what you need to do. You need to say, hey God, I need some help. Where are you at? You're supposed to be here helping me. Amen. So they lifted up a prayer meeting, and prayer is lifting up our eyes to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. That's Psalm 121, verse 1 through 3. So the report was bad. The prayer meeting went on. Yeah. But the response was this. I like a response.
Amen.
Look at verse 20. Then Isaiah, the son of Amos, I'm going to read quite a few verses here. Son of Amos sent to Hezekiah, saying, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, that which thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I've heard. This is the word that the Lord has spoken concerning him, the virgin, the daughter of Zion, which hath despised thee and laughed thee to scorn, the daughter of Jerusalem hath shaken her head at thee. Whom hast thou reproached and blasphemed? Against whom hast thou exalted thy voice? And lifted up thy eyes on high, even against the Holy One of Israel. By thy messengers thou hast reproached the Lord, and has with the multitude of my chariots I've come up to the height of the mountains, to the sides of Lebanon, and will cut down the tall cedar trees thereof, and the choice firs tree thereof. A lot of scripture here, but I want to read it. And I will enter into the lodgings of his border and into the forest of his camel. I have digged and drunk strange waters. With the sole of my feet have I dried. This is boasting here of the king of Assyria.
Yeah.
And dried up all the rivers of the besieged places. Hast thou not heard long ago how I have done it, and of the ancient times that I have formed it? Now have I brought it to pass that thou shouldest be to lay waste fenced cities into ruinous heaps. Therefore their inhabitants were a small power. They were dismayed and confounded. They were as the grass of the field, as the green herb As the grass on the hilltops, you know, when God answers, He answers pretty good.
Yeah, He does.
As the corn blasted for it growing up, but I know thy abode and thy going out, thy coming in and thy rage against me, because thy rage against me and thy turmoil has come up, into my ears, therefore will I put my hook in thy nose and my bridle in thy lips, and I will turn thee back by the way which thou camest, and this shall be a sign unto thee. And you know, I can say right there, Isaiah told King Hezekiah, God said, I got this. But he said, and this shall be a sign unto thee, ye shall eat this year such things as grow of themselves, and the second year that which sprang up of the same, and in the third year sow ye and reap and plant vineyards and eat the fruit thereof. And the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall yet take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and they shall escape out of Mount Zion. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall do this. Therefore thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with a shield, nor cast a bank against it. By the way that he came, the same shall he return, and shall not come into this city, saith the Lord. For I will defend this city to save it for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. Now, that's a long answer, so let me sum it up to you. Like I said, Isaiah told King Hezekiah, God said, I got this, boy.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Amen.
Don't even fret a tear.
That's right. Amen.
I'm glad God's got it, brother.
Amen.
Man, there's some things just too big for me.
Yeah, right.
There's some things I just can't do, Brendan. It seems like the things I do, I mess them up. But Bonnie, I'm glad, praise God, I've got one He does all things for.
Yes.
I've got one head, man, that I'll tell you what, buddy, the devil's afraid of him. The Bible said the devil will believe in God and tremble. I don't know how in the world we have an atheist when the devil's got enough sense to believe in God and tremble. But anyway, we got them. But I'll tell you what, buddy, when God steps up, you reach. One time I had a whooping out there at work. This thing wouldn't go right, and I went out there as defeated as convenient, defeated could be, and I opened up my Bible to Psalms chapter 18. Just my hat just happened to be. I opened it up, and it's on Psalms 18. You know what it said, sir? It said, in my distress, I cried, and the Lord heard me.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, God showed up and said, I got this, boy. Amen. Lifted him up out of many waters. That's a type of trouble. Lift him up out of many troubles. Hey, set his foot on the rock. Sabbath is going. Put a song in his heart. Even praise the Lord.
Yeah.
You're going to have troubles. Amen.
Oh, yeah. Right.
But the response was, I got this. You don't have to go no further than God to get all the help you need. I mean, God's got oceans of help. God said to call upon Him in the day of trouble, and He'll show you great mighty things you know not, in Jeremiah 3:33. God's just a call away.
Right.
From anything you need. Amen.
Yes.
Peter started to sing. He said, Lord, help me. And the next verse says, immediately Jesus stretched forth His hand and saved him.
Right.
Well, let me tell you now. You got the report was bad news. You got the reaction was prayer. You got the response was, I got this. Now I want to show you the results.
Right.
The results were the victory over the enemy. Look at verse 35. Through verse 37, I always like this terminology. And it came to pass. I love it. That's one of my favorite wordings in the Bible. And it came to pass.
That's right.
That means, hey, this happened. Man, I like them things that God does. It came to pass. Amen. Came to pass. There was an answer to the threat that was lifted against Hezekiah, and the answer came from God. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. 185,000 had to learn the hard way that there is a real God. He's Lord over all. He loves His children. You better leave Him alone. But I'll tell you what, boy, the response was not only seen. Look at here. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed. That was enough for him. And and went and returned and dwelt at Nineveh. And it came to pass as he was worshiping in the house of Nisroch, his God, that, help me Lord, Adrammelech and Sharezer, his son, smote him with the sword, and they escaped into the land of Armenia. Oh Lord. And Eskardan, his son, reigned in his stead. Those two sons, you know what their names mean? I always like to look that up, because anytime you see a name in the Bible, especially names like that, you have to look them up. The first one I can't say, his name starts with A. His name means magnificent to the king. So King Assyria got too big for his britches. Mm-hmm. He took too much on himself.
Right.
God actually used him. To be honest with you, he was actually the judgment of God upon some of these nations. But he just got too big. He got too bold. He went too far. And he come up on against the wrong one. He come up against someone carrying a new Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's backup.
Yeah, that's right.
Ain't nothing more than calling 911. He said, hey, we didn't talk to this man. I've got trouble down here. I'm glad, praise God, we've got backup.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Woo! I'm glad they got to get permission. You know, the devil had to, Job had to, the devil had to ask permission to come against Job.
Yeah.
He said, you build a hedge about him. Take a hedge down. Let me hit him. I'll show you what he's made out of. I'll make him curse you to your face. God said, tell you what, buddy. Just for the sake of Job, for the sake of the world, I'm going to take the hedge down just so you'll know what Job made out of.
Right.
And he smoked Job, I mean, buddy, all his camel, all of his children, all of his cows, his asses, they all just ended up dead. You know what Job did, preachers? He said, the Lord give up. The Lord had taken away. He said, blessed be, you know how down the hair left the devil. He said, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
And the devil got in Job's wife. And she came up to him. These women do that sometimes. She said, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Because the devil had smoked Job at this time with sore bowls from the top of his head to the crown of his foot.
Right.
And he's down there in sackcloth and ashes, and he's scraping himself a piece of broken pottery. And his wife come up, and I bet my wife kind of talk like this. I don't like it, but she does it every now and then. She said, dost thou still retain thine integrity? She said, curse God and die. He said, you speak like one of the foolish women speak. He said, shall we not receive good at the hand of the Lord?
Right.
And shall we not receive also evil? He still didn't raise up no white flag, sir.
Right.
He still holding his ground.
Yeah.
See, the Bible says, stand, having done all, stand therewith. We might not lose no ground, but let's stand our ground.
Amen.
Let's not be found with tail-tail running. I mean, buddy, our God is greater than all.
Amen.
He's able to do all. And I'll tell you right now, buddy, He loves us all. And I tell you, glory to God, I tell you, this king of Assyria, he went too far. That first boy's name was Magnificence of the King. That second name, Sharezer, was God Protect the King. Well, I'll just tell you, the king messed up. He paid dearly. 185,000 of his soldiers dead.
Right.
Now he's dead. Bible says, who is he that will harm you if you be followers of God?
Right.
I mean, buddy, God loves us. Romans chapter 8. You read some of that Romans chapter 8. God has spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, so that not through him. I'll tell you what, buddy, he'll give us the victory. Amen.
Amen. Right. Amen.
Whew. That king of Assyria was killed by his own two sons. You know, if that ain't enough, and it is, that's terrible. All of this happened to King Hezekiah. Trouble just has a way of just coming right back up. I just want to read these next five verses real quick. Look right here in 2 Kings chapter 20. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah the son of Amos came to him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. And he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass, afore Isaiah was gone out into the middle of the court, He didn't even get off the palace grounds.
That's right.
Boy, I like those kind of H's. Amen.
Amen.
It didn't take days, weeks, and years.
Right.
Before Isaiah made it off the palace grounds, the word of the Lord came to him saying, "Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up into the house of the Lord. I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will defend thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake." Oh, I'm glad King Hezekiah knew what to do when trouble comes.
Yeah, that's right.
Now listen, the worst trouble there is sin.
That's right.
God says, don't die in your sin.
That's
God
right.
says, bring your sin to me.
Amen.
No matter how bad it is. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. God says, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white as snow. Though they be red like crimson," he said, "I'll make them as wool." God's got the cure. God's got all the things that we need with the matter of sin.
That's right.
But the worst news I can think of is someone dying in their sin.
That's right.
And stand before Amen. God guilty of sin.
Right.
And
That's
Jesus
right.
have to say to them the saddest words I know of in the Bible. Are found in Matthew chapter 7. "Depart from me, I never knew you." Glad he knows me, sir.
Yes, Lord.
He knows his sheep by name. He calls them by name.
That's right.
Brother Ed got a call this morning. He said, "Let's have a little talk." Ed said, "Okay. You want some coffee, God?"
Have a
I'm glad he knows
it's
my name,
brother.
I'm glad he comes to us in our trouble and says, "We'll get through this.
Yeah.
We'll work it out." But listen, when it comes to sin, he said, "All that come to me, all that nowise turn away," John 6:36. But he also said, John 5, verse 40, "You will not come to me that you may have life." Worst news I know. Be somebody tell me, Brother Eddie, they died lost.
Yes, that's bad.
No cure.
That's bad.
No hope.
No hope.
No help.
Right.
You're going to spend eternity somewhere.
That's exactly right.
Just so you'll know, Matthew chapter 25, verse 41, God prepared hell for the devil and his angels.
Yes.
Clear as bell. You ain't got no business going. You'll be trespassing going there.
That's right.
But the devil caused your downfall in the Garden of Eden. Sin come upon all. All have sinned, come short of the glory of God. None good, not one. None righteous, no, not one. We're all in the same category. All need to be saved.
That's right.
But listen. Jesus said in John 14, verse 2, "I go away to prepare a place for you." Body, Jesus made heaven just for you.
Right.
He don't need heaven.
Amen.
Right.
He made it just for you.
Right.
One day you'll get there, body. He'll put that crown on your head and he said, "You're home, buddy."
Amen.
He said, "Enter down to the joys of thy Lord." She'll say, "Lord, I don't deserve this."
Yeah.
"I'm giving it to you."
That's right.
Brenda, that's when the gold dust starts flying. He's like,
right.
You look like somebody that's been set free, buddy. I'm in gold dust cloud. They say, "Everyone another."
Right.
God made heaven for us.
Yes.
He made it possible that all could go there.
Yes.
Who don't make it to heaven? Those that don't do something about this matter of sin. Worst news I know is not getting to Jesus before sin runs its course. James chapter 1 says sin, when it's finished, brings forth death. It says, "Do not err, my beloved brethren." The worst news I can think of be to die lost.
Yeah.
The best news I can think of is Christ Jesus coming into this world to save sinners.
Yeah.
And Paul said, "Of whom I am chief."
Right.
Listen, if you're a sinner today, there's a nail-scarred hand.
Yes.
Reaching out.
Yes.
Saying, "I will help you if you'll come to me.
Right.
I led a young girl to the Lord Friday before last, in my own driveway. I run into a young girl last Saturday night, and she's coming. She said, I don't get off many Sundays, but I want to come hear you preach, and I'm looking forward to her. Her name's Jean.
Amen. That's good.
I shouldn't tell this on her. Y'all keep this. But I do want to tell you something about this. I stopped by to get gas, and I done paid for my gas, and I done pumped my gas, and I realized I wasn't in that big a hurry. And Jerry, I decided I'd go in there and talk to this young girl. I didn't know her name was Jenny. She gave me her name later. But I said, Jenny, let me ask you something. Are you a Christian? Her answer liked to floor me. Her answer was, I got tattoos. And I said, Jenny, God's not interested in your tattoos. He's interested in your soul. He loves
That's
you.
Right.
I've heard it all. Now, I've witnessed a million people. I've never heard that before. And now, listen, we had a good conversation. She had a lot of good questions, and real good, sincere questions. We talked a long time about the Bible. We did. Well, anyway, I run into Jenny Friday, and she's lit up like a light bulb. She might be a sir. She come running. Brother Eddie, I really enjoyed that conversation with you. And she said, I'd like to come hear you preach. And I thought I'd have one of them cards in my church. And unfortunately, I didn't have one. So she gave me her phone number. That's how I knew her name. She wrote down Jenny, her phone number. She said, text me the address. That's one thing about phones I guess I do like. So I texted her the address. And then I ran into her and gave her a card from the church. But she's coming.
Amen.
God wants to help us.
That's right.
Right.
Yes, He does.
Why don't we let Him?
Yes.
Why don't we just bring all our, Psalms 55 verse 22 says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He'll sustain thee. Yeah. Matthew 28 verse 11, or Matthew 11 verse 28, sorry. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. My yoke's easy, my burden light. You'll find rest unto your souls. Why not just do that?
That's right.
I'm going to ask Brother Jerry, Sister Sharon, come up here and get an invitation of him. The message was real. I know y'all all got troubles. I do too.
Yeah.
We may all need to get up here and pray.
Right.
I'll just tell you this. God's bigger than any trouble you got.
Yes.
What Sister Sharon mentioned was pretty big. But God's a very present help in trouble. You need some help this morning? Why don't you say, I'm going to get some help this morning. Come on up. Okay, everybody stand. And you do whatever you need to do.
Yes.
Whatever you need to do. Right now is the time to do it. Pilate said, what shall I do?